Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A walk to my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. What does that mean? It doesn't mean to give up. It doesn't mean to just say, that's it, I'm through. No, it means to just let go of all the thoughts, the habits, the ways of being that is blocking your highest good. It's falling into yielding into God's will for your life. That no matter what you're going through and growing through, there is a blessing. Nothing ahead of you is to your detriment. Nothing that you're going through right now is to your detriment. So when you hold on because you're afraid of the unknown, it's okay. Life is unknown. You don't even know if you're going to take the next breath. You just convince yourself you will. So let it go. Let it all go. Surrender. And when you surrender, yeah, sometimes you still get bumped around. But you get to develop your spiritual muscle. That even while you're getting bumped around, you know there's something within you that's so strong that will get you through it. Let it go. Let it go. Let the stories go. Stop blaming everybody. Stop complaining while you're depressed. Maybe your chakras is out of balance. We've got the remedy for you. Yes, indeed. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're here. You make a difference because you can hear my voice right now. So no matter what you're doing, no matter how you're showing up, be at peace for where you are in this moment. Because until you learn to be at peace and be grateful for what is happening right now, you will never enjoy your tomorrow. Why? Because every thought, every feeling, every action that you're part of right now, that is part of your experiencing, that you're experiencing right now, is creating your next moment. So even if you're challenged physically, emotionally, spiritually, take a breath. Breathe in. Even that is part of making a difference in the world. You're in the right place. You're in the right place. No accident. This is a soul agreement, and we welcome you to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Today we're talking about the energy of the chakras. We talk about the chakras here. To most of us, it may not be, you know, we've heard about it, we know what it is. Some of us just kind of have an idea, but we want to take it one step deeper and realign your chakras if they're slightly out of balance. And we got something else we want to share with you. That there's a quicker way, but if you don't have anybody to stop it. Don't go there yet. Slow it down. Slow it down. Life is good. It's getting better. Our guest is in the house. I'm Deepa Waters. She's here. Betty Pegues is here to give you the going on. I keep messing it up. Okay. Maybe if I keep messing it up, maybe what that means is stop trying to be Betty. Just let Betty do what she does, Life Coach Ade, because you know Betty's going to say, get out my lane. Get out my lane. So, Betty, I'm out of your lane. Go ahead. I'm yielding. How are you doing, my friend?
I am doing great. I'm doing fantastic. Good, good, good. Yes, I'm. Great. My head cold is getting a little better. You know, okay. Each day it gets a little better. So, folks, my name is Betty. For those of you who are new on the lines in our chat room, and each day I'll be bringing you the going on, the going, coming ins, and the going outs of Live Conversations Radio. You got me confused with my own saying. So
oh, I'm so powerful. I love myself.
I know,
okay, you can try again. You know I do that. You can try again. Just start again and pretend I didn't do all that silliness. Okay, go ahead.
Each day on Life Conversations Radio, I'll be bringing you the going on, coming ins, and the going outs.
I love it.
There you have it. So, just for those who are new in the chat room, and for a reminder for our returning guests and our regulars, to leave a question for Ambika or Ade, please go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook and post your question or comment there. Now, I am there during the show, so I'll be able to see anything you post and get it back to our host and our guest immediately. Now, if you do not do the Facebook thing, you would then have to go to our radio website, which is lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Ask Life Coach ID tab and send in your question or comments that way. Now, this is a great option to use if you're wanting to remain anonymous. Also, I wanted to backtrack for a second and say that if you do ask a question on the Ask Life Coach Adi page on Facebook, please make it a new post and don't post a question under an existing post. It makes it a little difficult for me to see it that way. Now, having said all that, before we get into this fabulous show, joining us tomorrow will be our special returning guest, authors and spiritual psychotherapist Jill LeBeau and Rebecca Grotto, who will share with us how to create abundance through ease. I can't wait for that show. I need to create abundance through ease. And every day, be sure that you don't leave the Life Conversations Lounge without hearing and having a celestial moment with Celeste, who will always be dropping us some numbers and a few spiritual gifts of words of wisdom. Now, to find out about all of our upcoming guests, our upcoming programming, the going ons, coming ins, and the going outs of Life Conversations, please visit our radio website, www.lifeconversationsmedia.com. Now, to like the show, to follow the show, to listen to all of the archived shows, please visit www.lifeconversationsradio.com. Ah, there you go, Ade. Take it away.
Thank you, Betty, for the going-ons and the going-ins and the coming outs and the going-ins
and the coming in, the going out. Yes.
I just love that. Every time you say it, I don't think about after show, but when it's time to bring you on, I remember that. But I think I'd get better. No, I just stay in my lane. You do your thing, I do mine. You can be, no, stop it. You, like the chakras, they do their own thing. No, the throat chakra doesn't try and do what the sacral chakra does. So I stay in my spot.
Thank you, Betty. See you in the back of the room behind the scenes. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com, and we started the show off with a song, a beautiful song that just reminded us to let it all go. just fall. See, when you fall, you get to find out if you're being held. And if you don't, if nobody catches you, nothing catches you, you're going to hit the ground eventually. So you can at least count on the ground, that no matter how high you go, no matter what happens, if you fall, the ground is there to carry you, and Mother Earth will be there. Maybe you need to lie on the ground and align your energy and be grounded. So let it go, let it go. We welcome all of you in the chat room, those of you on the phone line, quite a few numbers on there, some I recognize, some I don't. The silent listeners in the chat room, disguised as guests, we welcome you. Heart 22 Heart or Heart 22 Heart. Which one is it? Mariana, Umwalimu, Nahali, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's about that time, it's about that time. And to find out more about Cynthia James, we play the song, Let It All Go, Let It Go. Her website address is CynthiaJames.net, CynthiaJames.net. She was a host on here about 2 weeks ago, last year, about 2 weeks ago, and the show's called Revealing the Extra, Your Extraordinary Essence. Oh, great, I got it. Yeah, that's what it was. And for those of you thinking, you did the show, why don't you remember? I don't. I just do it and move on. It's time to bring on our guest to talk about the chakras, to get you in alignment, to balance you out, to keep your energy flowing from the root to the crown in so many ways. That's Ambika Waters. Let me tell you a little bit about her. It's just a tiny little bit. Well, I can just say this woman can't stop writing.
I think that's what happens when you align your chakras. You just write and write and write and write and create and create and create. So anyway, Ambika Waters is the director of the Institute of Life Energy Medicine. She's a classically trained homeopath. Now, I've got to find out what that means, classical, as in, well, maybe there's a new way. I guess some people get trained on the internet nowadays. Anything is possible. She's a classically trained homeopath, certified by the Council of Homeopathic Certification and a member of the Society of Homeopaths, formerly in the UK and currently in the USA. She probably had something to do with that, I bet. So she's that kind of person. And Vika has articles published in the American Homeopath on Treatment for Autism and in the International Homeopathic Journal. Links on a homeopathic color and sound remedy. She is the author of 20 books on chakras. I just have to stop there. I mean, I'm working on some books, but let's just say I'm working on it. Let's move on. She is the author of 20 books on chakras, homeopathy, and the realm of angels. Her work is translated into over 10 languages. She's currently writing about healing, martyrdom, and finding fulfillment in freedom, creativity, and sexuality. Because, this is my part, if you're blocked in your sexual self, you're blocked all over. But we'll talk more about that. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful guest, Ambika Waters. Hi, everybody's excited to have you, Ambika. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me onto your show.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have all this wonderful energy, and we're about creating a space, so we want you to sprinkle some of your love dust on us, you know, so we can all get aligned. We can all be purely fulfilled, you know.
Purely fulfilled, absolutely. Very good.
I just read a little bit about you. There's a lot more about you on your website and other things that you do, but I want to ask you from your point of view, from your experience, how you see you. Who are you? Who is Ambika Waters?
That's a good question. Well, I'm a child of God, like all of us, and I'm 66 years old, 66 years young, very vital, full of good energy, very healthy, and extremely creative. My life is to serve humanity in the best ways I can as a homeopathic doctor, as a product developer, for enhancing natural sexuality, and I'm also a developer of the homeopathic color and sound remedies that work to nourish the chakras. I spent many years studying energy systems in many different types of medicine, and I really feel that my vitality, my energy, my sexuality is really very much linked with having chosen a natural path, a homeopathic, herbal, natural path, and continued spiritual development in prayer and meditation and in service. That's who I am.
I hear that. I hear that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So much in that, but I know I can go so many places. But first thing I want to ask you as well, the second thing or the next thing or whatever, first, second, third, whatever it is. In your bio, it says that you're a clinically trained homeopath. What do you mean by classically trained? What does that mean?
Well, when homeopathy first started 250 years ago, there was a very prescribed, slightly rigid approach to homeopathy that came to be known as classical homeopathy, which is the use of one homeopathic remedy at a time. And that's called the classical approach. There's another approach which is called polypharmacy, which means giving many different homeopathic remedies at one time. So classical is, and that's how I was trained, in a very classical, slightly rigid, orthodox methodology, and it was a wonderful foundation. I don't do that all the time now, but I do think it was a wonderful foundation for learning homeopathy. And I trained in England over a period of 10 years and now live in the United States.
Okay. So let's go along with that. You know, your homeopath. What is a homeopath? What do they do?
Well, that's a good question. Homeopathy is a natural medicine that treats like with like, which means in the natural world where our remedies come from, plants, animals, and mineral substance, everything has what is called a signature or a sign, something that is particularly indicative of how it works on our physical bodies, our emotional bodies, our mental bodies. Let's take coffee, for instance. Coffee, if you were to really look at what it does to the body, it agitates, it stimulates the body, it stimulates the emotions, it stimulates the mind. It creates a certain hyperactivity of the mind. It helps the mind think and be clear. It gets the emotions moving fairly quickly, and it will keep you awake with too much stimulation. So if somebody came to me, let's say, who had palpitations, sweaty hands, couldn't sleep, insomnia, problems with pain, because coffee is also known as a painkiller in homeopathy. We use it in childbirth, for instance, to stop the pain of childbirth. So
wow.
if somebody came
really?
To me with, yep, it's wow. a very powerful drug, coffee. So somebody had these symptoms of insomnia, sweaty hands, loose bowels, all that. Coffee in homeopathic form, which is always diluted, never given in substance, but in various degrees of dilution, I might consider that as a remedy. So we use everything in the natural world, every plant, every herb, every mineral in the periodic table is now being what we call proved to find its healing property, and some animal substances. We use snake venom, spider venom. We use scorpion is now a remedy for certain activity. We test everything in the natural world and sometimes the unnatural world. Chocolate has become a very big remedy. Neon light is a big remedy. Petroleum is a remedy that can stop asthma. I mean, these are things that are man-made. Chemical things that are man-made create real disturbance in what we call the energetic economy. And we want balance in the economy. Or as the old homeopaths from the 19th century used to say, order in the economy. We want order in our bodies, we want stability in our emotions and clarity in our thinking. And today, because there is such an imbalance in chemical input, substance abuse, emotions get kind of crazy, and people get lost because of this imbalance. And so what homeopathy does is it brings us back into balance. It brings us back. It helps antidote chemical input from drugs, from vaccination, from food additives. I mean, it's a very chemicalized world we live in, and our children are certainly, we see the products in autism and every day in our practices. So these kids are the canaries in the mine shaft, so to speak. They're telling us that we are overloaded with chemical input, and homeopathy is just a wonderful natural medicine that helps detoxify the body and bring us back into stability and constancy. Constancy is a good word.
Yeah,
so that is homeopathy in a nutshell.
Yes, it brings us back to balance. And there's a question about chakras, but I'll come to that in a minute because we're going to talk about it. But I want to stay with homeopathy for a minute. Mm-hmm. So it brings us back to balance. Do we take the prescription when we're going through a health challenge, or can we take the prescription like we take multivitamins?
Well, that's a good question. They're selling homeopathic remedies now in all health food stores, Whole Foods, Sunflower, Vitamin Cottage, you know, what whatever your health food store is, there are homeopathic remedies that you can get over the counter. Menstrual cramps, headaches, indigestion, constipation can all be treated relatively easily. I have a book called The Homeopathy Bible, which is out now. You can get it on my website and in from Amazon. And it gives ways that families can self-prescribe. I really like to see people empowered by being able to use homeopathy. I'd love to teach mothers how to treat their kids and take care of their families. And individuals who just, you know, want to feel safe and balanced without having to go to a doctor, take an antibiotic, take a cortisone, or get, you know, full of chemicals, which don't do... Chemicals will stabilize you if you're really, really ill, but they do not nurture the body, nor do they detoxify the body, which is what medicine should do. So that's something everybody can get their hands on. But if you have deep issues, or deep pathology like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, menopause, sexual dysfunction, mental illness, addictions, these things can be treated homeopathically, but you need... You need the expertise of somebody highly trained, and homeopaths now are the fastest growing alternative medical force in the world today, and there are homeopathic colleges all over the United States, Canada, South America, Europe, Asia, and the Eastern Bloc. Some of the really great homeopaths come out of India, Britain, Germany, some in the United States, some in South America. You want the counsel and expertise of somebody who really knows how to gently and effectively bring that balance on. Because balance, if it's not done gently and effectively, can create tremendous disturbance in itself. You know, to swing 90 degrees to the right, you may have to swing 90 degrees to the left to create that balance. Mm-hmm. So you want somebody who really knows what they're doing for the more serious conditions.
Right. I mean, with certain cars, now most people may not be aware, when you get new tires, they balance it, they put this little nut on it so that it balances.
Right.
But some people may, but the thing is, without the balance, your car will start shaking, and the tires start shaking. So you need an expert to let you know what is really going on. So
I like that metaphor. That's great. I'm going to use that in my talk tomorrow. Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. I'll email you my mailing address for the check.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, it's like you talk about balance, and I listen to you, and it's I had this thought. You know, I'm always listening, so thoughts just fly through my head. Some that I welcome, some that I'm like, okay, I gotta let that go. But this thought is, everything that we need to support us in our spiritual growth and transformation is already here. It's in nature. It's part of nature. We're a part of it. And as I listen to you and the things, what you talk about homeopathy, it's like we've got everything we need. It's really about awareness. It's about willing to educate ourselves and try something different and not be so rigid. And we got it all. We got it all. Even though we're talking about there's a recession, there's a lack of this, there's a lack of that, we actually live in a rich abundant, a rich planet. We just have to remind ourselves. It interesting, just interesting. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions and comments. Also, if you've got a question, you can go to Ask Life Coach Ade fan page on Facebook. Post your question there. Sylvia has a question. We'll get to that. Sylvia Seward was a guest here 2 days ago. Ah, God, what a great show. I just love this radio network. Man, if I didn't have another job, I'd work for this radio network. Right. This is my other job. This is my radio network. So we're taking your questions, and the number is 347-426-3346. My guest is Ambika Waters. Her website address is real simple. It's lifeenergymedicine.com. Lifeenergymedicine.com. You can find out a lot more about her. And you find out more about her. So let me go back. Let's talk about chakras. What's the chakra? What's the chakra? We talk about a chakra system. Some people know about it. They've heard about it. But sometimes we don't know. You know, you're an expert. So really, what I'm asking is, from an expert perspective, what are the chakras?
Well, The chakras are part of our energy body. We have a physical body. We have an energy body. We have a mental body. We have a spiritual body. And the body that sits closest to the physical body, the energetic body, holds the chakras. They say there are 7 main chakras, 21 minor chakras, and all the acupuncture points that feed the meridians are also chakras. The word chakra means wheel of light. It's a Sanskrit word that's very ancient. And the system of chakras, the understanding of chakras, comes from the ancient Hindu Sanskrit teachings from what are known as the Vedas, the very first books that were written to teach humanity about itself. And I work with the 7 main chakras. In the East, in the Orient, the chakras are understood as energy principles with deities, gods and goddesses that rule over them. But where they're really interesting in the West is they carry the psychological issues that are really important in our life. And would you like me to go through them very briefly?
Yeah, I was just writing it down and thinking, okay, when you finish, I'm laughing at that. Well, I wanted you to go through it one at a time because one of the questions that we have from Sylvia, she asked, she said, please ask if the lower chakras can cause severe lower back issues. So from that, if you can tie it in.
Sure.
And we'll
I'll
just go through
in.
Each one. We've got time to go through each one.
Sure. Okay, so we'll start with the root chakra, which is located at the base of the spine. And this is about our grounding. It's the color is red, the energy is magnetic, it pulls us down into the earth, and it makes us focus on issues of grounding, of structure, stability, safety, and the ability to manifest our dreams in reality. And that's a huge thing, that to be able to manifest our creative energy, which feeds the higher chakras, that is really something. It means being constant and focused. It means that we have enough food on our plate, we have a roof over our head, we have clothes to keep us warm in the cold, and ways to protect ourselves against invasion or assault. So it's an administrative chakra. It has to do with how we administer our life force. When people get divorced, when somebody dies, when there's illness, the root chakra becomes unstable and it weakens. Some people never have a strong root chakra and they have to build it. The archetypes that rule this chakra are the mother, which is the mother looks out for the child's safety. So we become our own good mother. And the physical part of the body it feeds is the lower part of the hips, which have to do with mobility. It feeds our legs, our venous system, our arterial system that feeds the lower part of our body, our knees, our calves, our ankles, our feet, our toes. It's what connects us to Mother Earth. And the negative archetype is the victim, the one who's pulled away from this life force and suffers, and sometimes not because of anything they've done, but because of circumstances. So we want to find our grounding quickly. When tragedy hits or when cataclysm hits, we want to be able to anchor ourselves. Like you said, fall to earth and know that the ground catches you. I liked that. I thought, yes, nobody just free falls forever. We are held. We are held by the Great Mother. We are held by Earth herself. So I think many of us learn this lesson in life. The next chakra is the sacral chakra.
Before you go to the next chakra, I want to, and we could dance together with this.
Let's
dance together. Let's activate our which chakra. If we dance together, which chakra are we activated? Would that be the? No, it won't be. It would be the root chakra, wouldn't it? I would think.
Say that again for me.
If we're dancing together, which chakra would
we're,
be?
Yes,
activated?
It's the root chakra. It's the root chakra
so
and the sacral chakra.
Let's feel grounded and secure and feeling safe around one another, so we could manifest our dreams. So let's dance with it. What kind of things? That puts our chakras out of balance. What kind of things do we do on a day-to-day basis, especially with what's going on? What are the things that can put knock them out of balance?
Are you talking about the root chakra right now? Because
yes.
Every chakra,
the root chakra.
Is mm-hmm. Well, what? Not believing in that there is abundance and fullness in life, not trusting life. People who have imbalance in their root chakras often are very despairing of life. They don't believe in life. They don't believe in the right to their own life. And one of the things I like to write about are the rights of the chakras. The right to the root chakra is your right to your own life. Nobody can tell you what to do but yourself. Nobody can give you that self-assurance that we are here to live a purposeful life. So if you're living somebody else's life, you're not grounded in yourself. If you're living, you know, the life of the stars and entertainment today, if you're living, trying to be like that, you're not living your life. You need to find out what is unique, what are your God-given gifts, and how can you bring those skills into life and help the world, because we are all here right now to help heal this world. So many people are really out of balance. They're too electrified. They're too up in their heads from computers and TV and chemicals. They're, you know, grounded people. I lived in Africa for 7 years, and I saw truly grounded people, people whose basic day was to find enough food and to look after their children and to mm-hmm. create some kind of gift to give to the Creator. Very basic, simple life. That is what is grounded. And when we get out of balance from tragedy, loss, confusion, illness, we need to walk on this earth. We need to find our source in God and Mother Nature. This is mm-hmm. fundamental to life. We just kind of, we've lost that connection. Many, many people have lost that connection. And it's so simple to reconnect. You know, go outside, put your feet on the ground, look at a tree, look at a plant, look at the sky, and say thank you. That's grounding. It's simple. This is not complex. It's not rocket science. Rocket science is another chakra.
Nature is simple. It gives of itself. Ask and it is given. So to answer Sylvia's question, the root chakra, lower chakras can cause lower back issues.
No, that's the second chakra. That's the sacral chakra that causes backache. Yeah.
Okay, so before we go to that then, when you were talking, I remember having a conversation with someone, and it just made me think, there's a crazy statistics that say, well, I don't know if one in four person has been abused or were abused as a child. So it just makes sense that anybody who was anyone who was sexually abused or any kind of abuse, that's about safety. So if you abuse sexually, the first chakra is about safety. If you were sexually abused, that would knock all your sense of safetiness, groundedness, feeling powerful about yourself. It would knock it out of whack, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. But do you want to stay in victim or do you want to move past it? That's the choice. Many people have been abused, neglected, rejected. Yes, that's the truth. But is that where you want to stay or do you want to transform that? And transforming that is learning to trust. Trust in life to see you through. Trusting in your Creator to see you through. You know, your work is all about transformation, and so is mine. Homeopathy can help release the holding patterns and the emotional beliefs in lack and despair and unlovedness, if that's a word. I think I just made it up. But
that's okay.
We want to move past
anyway,
that.
So
we want to move past that. Our job is to move past pain, suffering, loss, separation. That's our job. That's my job as a homeopath, to help people do that. And that's your job with this radio program, to help people move past that into a belief that life is good and abundant. And that takes a higher chakra. That takes the will, which is the throat chakra. It takes the brow chakra, which is the mind. It takes the heart chakra to learn to love again. All those chakras work to bring us out of what has been our karma, so to speak, what has been our fate in life, where we were born, how we were born, what we were born with, what we were born without. That's root chakra, and we want to come up from that. We want to pull up out of our roots, whatever they were. They gave us what we needed to live this life, And let's move on, because that's why it's called the root. It's down there at the bottom. We've got six more chakras we've got to go through to get to illumination.
Right.
So we want to transform anything that wasn't what we would call wholesome. Abuse, neglect, illness. Everybody was born with a not quite a full deck. You know, that's just the nature of life on our planet Earth.
There were some things missing. It's all part of the journey. That's why we're here.
Absolutely.
To remind ourselves that we're balanced and we're one. Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
I got it. And I don't know if you mentioned, so the color associated to the root chakra is red, right?
Yeah.
Yes, you did say that. You did say it.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go to the second chakra, but before we do that, listeners, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Maybe you're having a health challenge, emotional challenge, spiritual challenge, and you can ask, and you can find out if what you're dealing with, maybe your chakras are out of balance. Now, what I'm saying is maybe. I'm not saying it is. You get to decide. 347-426-3346. Or you can ask your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on Facebook. So let's talk about the second chakra.
Well, second chakra is fascinating. The other thing I want to say is chakras, I always see them not only as a color but as a form. So the form for the root chakra is a large red cube, and the form for the sacral chakra is a large orange pyramid that points up towards the heart. And the qualities that I associate with the sacral chakra are well-being. Well-being includes beauty, resiliency, stamina, and health. It includes unconditional love. You would think this to be a heart chakra issue, but unconditional love is forgiveness and gratitude.
Wow.
It includes pleasure, which is ease and joy. It includes abundance, which is wealth and success and prosperity. So these four qualities, I mean, these four components of this large orange pyramid, they're very vital to our physical health, to how we move, to our emotions are often associated with this chakra. Motion and emotion are associated with this chakra. It's a very full chakra. And this is when we have a sense of lack that sometimes we can develop lower back problems. It's like not enough energy coming in. This is the chakra that is often the most dysfunctional in people, often because of abuse issues, because it does rule sexuality, and it really wants to be healed. This is the most dysfunctional chakra in the world today. So it really wants to be balanced. And we balance it by sometimes doing good exercise, watching what we eat, watching our thoughts, forgiving people, believing in ourselves and our beauty and our integrity, and knowing that we're enough, that who we are and what we do is enough. Because one of the basic tenets of this chakra is that we are not enough, or that we don't have enough, or that we don't do enough. The great American disease is overdoing.
Yeah.
You know, we need to know that who we are, what we have, and what we do is enough. There's a great Dutch expression, genoeg is genoeg. Enough is enough. I love that.
That's right.
And that,
so we
isn't
can put
that
it,
good?
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. And we are enough. We don't need to be somebody we're not. Who we are, what we have, what we do is enough. And God bless what we have. So that, in a nutshell, is the sacral chakra. The next chakra...
I'm looking at the things you said about the root chakra and the sacral chakra, and I'm just thinking, you know, it reflects part of the challenge we're going through on a nationally, internationally, and people individually of not enough this, I don't know why I'm here, not trusting self. I mean, and it makes sense, as you said, the root chakra. As I just listened to you, what I'm hearing is, the root means that's the one that runs deep, that holds you, that keeps you grounded. And if that's out of balance, and then you have the one that's the sacral chakra, which is about who you are. It's about your well-being, unconditional love. That's the essence of who we are. If those are out of balance, woo, that's kind of challenging. That's thank God
it's
for
all
the work
challenging.
You do.
So here's the thing. It's meant to be challenging. It's meant to be challenging. Without the challenge, without the without the struggle, without the issues, we don't develop. We stay babies.
Yes.
So this mm-hmm. is how we mature. And the chakras have ages. So the root chakra is conception to 7. The sacral chakra is 7 to 14 when we come into our sexuality. And it's often when people are the healthiest. Statistics show that people are their healthiest between the ages of 7 and 14 when the sacral chakra develops. And I like that. I mean, when I get children in my practice who are between that age, I know that they're going to heal quickly because they have the most vitality. Yeah, these are huge issues. That's what I love, the psychological part of the chakras, is that somebody can come to you and you can interview them like you would for homeopathy or any other form of medicine, and you can see where their chakras are imbalanced, and you can help them with affirmations, with remedies, even foods. There are certain foods associated with each chakra. There are thoughts and meditations associated with each chakra. It's a very unique system that our Creator gave us to help us grow up.
Yeah, I'm having a whole newfound appreciation for chakras as we go through it. And I want to ask you this, because I just had this thought. You know, we talk about healing the inner child. I mean, you know, we read about it and how important it is to heal the inner child. I just had this flash in my mind, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. If someone's trying to heal their inner child, can they go back in their mind, visualize, imagine themselves at that age between 7 and 14 in that time and try and capture what that was like, the essence, the positive aspect, if you will, to use that as a process to heal that inner child?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. Healing the inner child is when we become our own good mother and we forgive, we love, we understand through compassion the pain and suffering that we went through as children. And everybody went through it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's been spared. Some have worse issues than others. But, yes, that's how we heal. We go back in there and we reprogram the biocomputer through love, through compassion, through understanding, and certainly through forgiveness.
Forgiveness. When you forgive, you get love.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is forgiven. The number is 347-426-3346. Let's talk about the third chakra.
Third chakra is fascinating. It's called the solar plexus. It's located just below the sternum over the stomach. And it is all about self-confidence. It's understanding that God lives in us and through us. And this is where we link our small ego to the greater ego of the divine. And so it has to do with confidence, it has to do with self-esteem, self-worth, personal power, freedom of choice, and ultimately radiance. This is where the sun shines in us, it's where our light shines. And although it's considered one of the lower chakras, it has to do with our individual self. So when people come and they don't have, I'm talking about when they come into my practice, and they don't have a strong sense of themselves, they have weak boundaries, they have low confidence, they have issues with their self-worth. These are all issues that have to do with the solar plexus. And the solar plexus feeds the organs of digestion, the stomach, the liver, the gallbladder, the pancreas, and the spleen. So you would see physically things like weak digestion, constipation, diarrhea. You would see gallbladder issues, liver problems, liver stagnation, as they say in Chinese medicine, and even diabetes. These are lack of power issues. So these can be built. That's why I developed the homeopathic color remedies, because they are medicine for the chakra. It's putting these colors into the body through homeopathic dilutions and building these organs of assimilation, digestion, and nurturing. Because if we don't have a strong sense of self, self-worth, self-esteem, self-respect, confidence, all the physical organs also get out of whack. And this is a huge chakra. It develops between 7 and 21. So we come into our majority at 21, where we are legally responsible for ourselves. We're considered young adults. it's hopefully when we know who we are. But again, the world wants us to be something we're not. Family wants us to be something we're not. Culture wants us to be something we're not. Sometimes you see a lot of issues around self-worth, self-esteem, self-respect, and empowerment. You know, this is what we are going through as women right now. In the world, we are learning to find our power in the world, and it is building this chakra.
So what shape is that?
It's a sun. It's a beautiful sun. It's a circle. It's a sphere.
Sun, of course. Yes, yeah. It makes a lot of sense. Let's see. We're doing good here. We're doing good for time. Great. And so let's I wanted to ask Sylvia, who is listening, please let me know if you got your answer, if what Ambika shared answered your question. And for those of you who have questions or comments, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And we're also taking your questions on, let's see. Yeah, a multi-reading. Now, when you multi-read, you can't think. It doesn't work that way. Okay, so don't read, just talk. We're taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Now, let's go to the fourth chakra.
The fourth chakra is the most important chakra in the whole system. It's the heart chakra. It's the center of our energy body, and it rules love, which hopefully becomes the center of our lives. The solar plexus is about power, how we become empowered. But the heart chakra is how we love, and it develops between 21 and 28. So anyone between those ages learns through relationship or relationships how to love themselves, how to love others, how to love the world. And it's a very powerful, powerful chakra. And it holds the Christ light. It holds the love of the Blessed Mother. It holds love from our Creator. And this is, you know, if we never got further than this, we'd be doing just fine. And hopefully in this transition now of 2012 and today being the year of the dragon, hopefully this is where we're going towards. We are ascending towards a highly developed heart chakra for the world that can be compassionate for suffering, able to love, able to serve. This is where we're going.
All right, let's go for the fifth chakra.
The fifth chakra is the throat chakra, and it is called the voice of God, or the mouth of God. This is where angels whisper in our ears, which are ruled by the throat chakra. This is where we take the lid off and we start expressing our truth. People who have developed throat chakras have muscles. These are muscles to be able to say your truth in a God-given way, so that you are understood. You are a communicator, so am I. We write, we talk, we express our truth, and we encourage people around us to take the lid off, stop the suppression, and speak out in a heartful way. The throat is the bridge between the mind and the heart, so we want clear thoughts that come from love. That's what the throat chakra can give us. So the qualities of the throat are truth, willpower, clear communication, and creativity.
You shared so much. I mean, I'm falling in love with my chakra system right now.
Good.
When you talk about the throat being the bridge between the heart and the mind, because something happens when we communicate from a place of love and understanding. For me, I see that's compassion, because we're listening, we're not judging, we're listening with love, and then the throat chakra is the way how we express what we think we're hearing or what we're hearing. We can listen differently. That's really, really, really powerful. What's the color for the heart chakra?
Pink and green and gold are the colors of the heart chakra. The colors of the throat chakra are turquoise, blue, pale blue. And the form for the heart chakra is a heart, of course, in a crescent moon, in a half moon, because the heart has to be protected. It has what is called the heart protector. And the throat chakra is an inverted pyramid that points down towards the heart. And it has to do with our integrity. The quintessential quality of the throat chakra is integrity, living in our truth, using our will, clear communication, and being as creative as we can.
Wow.
So it just puts a whole new meaning to being called a rainbow child.
You bet.
We're all rainbow children.
We are. The next chakra is the
before we
brow
go to the
chakra.
Next one. Before we go to the next one, I want to take a quick break. We have a segment called Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan. We're going to do that real quick, and then we'll come back to the sixth and the seventh chakra. And when we can talk about ways of balancing this way, the chakras, and, oh, there's another fun way to balance it. But how you do that, that's on you, listeners. But well, we're going to talk more about that. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. My guest is Ambika Waters. Her website address is lifeenergymedicine.com. She told us earlier she says she's 66 years young. And when you go on her website, it'll give you an indication to why she looks the way she looks and vibrant. Even the pictures are like radiating. They're like, ooh, I need sunglasses to look at her. So maybe you might want to take notes. Ladies, did I just say that? Ooh, I'm about to get myself in trouble. Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We are also taking your questions and comments on, what's it called again? Ask Life Coach at a fan page. And for those of you just joining us, we are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And all the shows are archived. You can download them. And we also ask you to share the show with your friends, your family, your lovers, your haters, your enemy. Because what you realize when you share the show with your enemy, you realize you're only sharing it with your inner me, the inner you. You don't have an enemy. It is an illusion. Stop fooling yourself. Stop being a victim. You just get grounded and recognize who you really are. And make sure you come back and listen. Why? Because Les Brown said so.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Life Conversations Radio, where we support you to be the change you want to see. Life, Ambika was saying, is supposed to be challenging. You know, when you go to a gym, when you say, well, I've been eating all through the holidays, I got to go to the gym. Why? Because you want to lift the weight. You want that resistance to help you develop who your muscles and who you really are. We are here to express the truth of who we are, and life challenges help us just get stronger and stronger and stronger. And right now it is time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
Well, I am grounded, and I'm on fire. And Ambika, I love you. Oh, my gosh. Hello, Ade. Hello, Betty. Oh, you're so on point. I'm going to do this quick. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you before I give you my gift, Ambika. And it's for everybody. Like I say, it's for the guests, but Betty is just so bomb, and I know I'm using my time today, but I got to do this. Betty is just so bomb. I don't know who found Ambika, but literally I'm getting double messages when she speaks. So I am going to clear and share my gift. So the number that's running today is 10. 10 is the wheel of fortune. We already have the gift of getting the wheel of light from Ambika about the chakra energy system. Very excited about that. 10 also is the turtle in medicine cards, and it's Mother Earth. And I was taking notes, and when Ambika stated that the root chakra is when the mother looks after the child's safety, and then when we learn how to ground ourselves and we get connected with ourselves, then we become the good mother to ourselves. That's so much truth. I don't even know what I can add to it except in a quick example, which is yesterday I told you 9 was running, and I told you that my mother, who is on the other side, comes to me in butterflies, and I have to share this with the Life Conversations family. I stated that yesterday. I know that's a powerful image for a lot of people who know it for different reasons, but last night I received a butterfly ring because I was at home in bed for Christmas, not out of sadness. I just needed to go into my shell like my little turtle. So I received my Christmas gift from my sister yesterday, who doesn't know anything about my butterfly talk, by the way. We didn't grow up together. But she gave me a ring with 9 red stones in it. I gift it to all of you as you step into your transformation and you get grounded with yourself. And here's one more thing I always forget to say about the turtle. It lives on land and the earth. Earth, land, and water. Excuse me. I'm so nervous because I'm so excited. But it lives on the earth and the water. Earth is red, root. Water is connected to the sacral chakra, the orange. Balance that dance together, and you are going to just fly to the top of your crown. I'm done, and I thank you so much. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Today's number is 10. Stay grounded and let Mother Nature love you. If you feel like you're falling, don't resist. Just surrender, let it go. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to move into the other chakra. We've got 6 and a 7. But before we do that, Ambika, we've got a listener, got a question, a comment. Hello, Donna. How are you doing?
I pushed the 1. I was picking up my voice messages. I'm on the road, and during the break, I wanted to pick up my messages, so I just dialed 1 by mistake.
Oh, you dialed 1 by
mistake?
Right? Okay,
so
if you dialed 1 by mistake,
family.
I'll take your word for it. Because you're the one that knows what's going on. All right. So let's go on. For those of you who just joined us, my guest is Ambika Waters. Her website address is LifeEnergyMedicine.com. So, Ambika, let's talk about the 6th chakra.
Sure. The 6th chakra is the brow chakra, and it's located between the eyes, and it's known as the third eye. And the form I like to use is a 5-pointed star, a dark indigo blue 5-pointed star, because this has wisdom, it has discernment, it has knowledge, it has intuition and imagination as its central qualities. And these are the things that help us move through life. We need wisdom to be able to make sense of the pain, suffering, sorrow, and separation of our life. The bad things. Out of the bad things comes wisdom and choice. Out of discernment, we learn what and who is for our highest good. Out of knowledge, we find and cultivate a path that helps us develop our skills and our gifts, whatever they are. Out of intuition, we are guided by our highest principle. The highest angels work through us through our intuition. And through imagination, we're able to see what the realm of possibility can bring for us, the realm of abundance and love and good health and wholeness. That's what imagination is. So this is a very important, they're all important chakras. But this one develops between the ages of 28 and 36. And many young women now are coming into the power of their beautiful sprout chakras. And it's always exciting to see that realm of ideas and archetypes and concepts opening up. And this is where transformation truly happens. It begins in the mind. It begins in that realm of possibilities that, yes, I could be prosperous. Yes, I could be beautiful. Yes, I could be happy and healthy. This is what we all want. And learning to discern what goes on in our own mind, those negative voices that say you're not enough, you're not good enough, you'll never amount to what you're put on this earth to do, those things, they need to go now. We need to harvest that stuff out and fill our mind with light and bliss and joy. That's our work. So we work, this is called, in yoga, they call this the control center. And this is where we control our thoughts and are very careful and very clear in our perceptions about life.
So with the third eye, we control our thoughts, right? And because we're going to express it. We're going to express it through our throat. We better make sure we're in touch with our hearts before we express. I like that.
Well, one of the things in homeopathy is that we don't treat the physical body, but we know disease and illness starts in the mind. It always starts in the realm of the mind. So resentment, anger, bitterness, these are things that they live in our bodies, they live in our cell structure, but they can be harvested out through the power of the mind. The mind controls everything. And so when people dwell on the past too much, there are remedies that we use in homeopathy to help their mind become clear. When they're resentful, when they're bitter, we use remedies to move these thoughts along because they will really incapacitate a person.
So you're saying it, when people dwell on the past, it can affect the sixth chakra?
Absolutely. This is where we control our lives from.
Okay. That's pretty powerful because, you know, if you're looking back, you can't see clearly in this moment, and it's a third eye. That just makes so much sense to me. Whew. Okay, let's go to the seventh chakra.
Well, the seventh chakra is known as the crown chakra. It's the spiritual chakra. It's the indelible, and when I say indelible, indestructible, inviolate connection with our Creator, this is where the higher principles of life and love are channeled through us. And it's a belief, an absolute belief, that everything comes from God. Everything. Mm. And that develops between the ages of 36 and 42. And 42 in astrology is known as the Uranus return. So it's when we are really plummeted into adulthood, when the chakra system is intact and built, and we can move through our adult life in a very positive, wholesome, and clear way. So the chakra system takes about 42 years to build. You wouldn't expect somebody in their 20s to be fully illuminated. It's not consistent with that with the growth of the chakras. Mm-hmm. They are made of a very fine ethereal film. And they are real. They are real. They are fed by the higher mind, by the powers of the soul, and by the power of the spirit, which are two other energy bodies or two other subtle bodies that we carry with us. But this energy body is designed to take us to our highest good and greatest joy. It's designed to help our spirit ascend from the low mineralized root chakra, the ground, up to the heights of heaven, where we can find heaven on earth. It is really, truly about creating heaven on earth.
Yes, reminding ourselves who we are. And so we've gone through all the chakras and, you know, when they're balanced, when they're the fullest, when they're really vibrant at their highest level, the benefits. And we know all of us have some part of our chakras is out of balance. You have a lot of different products that helps, and you know, the whole thing about sexuality and you know, sexual products. And one thing you and I were talking about, for me, I feel like, even, you know, we live in a society where when it comes to sex, we cringe or we don't want to talk about it, or we can't talk about it at a certain time, or we just
push it in people's face and magazines. But and so let's talk about how sex helps to balance the shackles.
Well, sex brings in everything. Think about it. Let's start at the highest level of our. It's given. Love is given by our Creator. Love is channeled to us. It is all around us. It moves through us. We find our attraction not only in our body but in our mind. We're attracted to somebody. We express our desire through our throat chakra. We open our heart to love, and we hope that love helps to connect us to somebody we're deeply sexually attracted to. We know our worth, which is our solar plexus, and we come together in union through our second chakra. And it is, there's nothing more grounding than sex. Nothing. And spiritual sexuality, that sense where we come from the totality of our energy, the totality of our experience, to really love, then sex becomes a highly spiritual, highly divine union between people. Whether it's for a one-time thing, a brief encounter, a year or two, or forever. A one-night stand. Let's hope all one-night stands come out of love, the desire to love and connect, because sexuality is ultimately about connection. And this isn't about judgment. It isn't about gender preference. It isn't about age discrimination. It isn't about size, race, any of that. And it isn't about how long that sexual encounter is meant to be. Sometimes you meet somebody and sparks fly and your heart is open and you just share that love. You share it through your body and you leave. You may never see them again. You may never hear from them again. And that's okay as long as you're practicing safe sex. Let me just say that as a doctor. You want everybody to practice safe sex. Absolutely. Safe sex is essential. But I've developed a product called Pure Fulfillment, which is a feminine cream that stimulates libido in women. It was originally designed for menopausal women who were having trouble with painful intercourse. And now the young have taken it up. They like it because they're tired. I didn't realize how tired young women are. They work hard. They raise families. They're busy. So this product, used twice a day over a period of time, will build the libido. It's a good sexual lubricant because it's homeopathic remedies in a natural oil base, and it can be applied anywhere on the body. You can put it on your arms, your neck, your breast, your belly. You can insert it for sex if you want a good lube. It's a wonderful product, and it really comes out of a lot of testing. Women love this product, and you can get it on the website, which is lifeenergymedicine.com, one word. And this has really helped women. The product's been out since August. My partner, Vinette Thorner, and I, she's a homeopath in Dallas, a mother of three. She deals with the younger women, and I deal with the older menopausal women. But we've helped so many women really get their mojo back. And now we're developing male products.
Let me ask you this. I'm hearing voices in my head. Females saying, good. That's all good. That's all good getting mojo back. But Ambika, I don't have anyone. I mean,
No, no. Here's the thing. Let me make this really clear. This isn't about partnering. This is about yourself and feeling good. Mm. And when women use this product, they feel good and they draw to them what they need. Let me tell you something. I had not been sexual for 15 years. Since I turned 50, I was very happy. I was writing a lot of books. I was moving from England to the United States. I was making my life, but I wasn't interested in sex. One of my clients asked me to develop a product for painful intercourse. So about 4 years ago, I developed this product, and she said this saved her marriage. She was 68 years old. This product saved her marriage, and she was having great sex, and they were so happy. And I thought, oh, that's really interesting. And I put it away in my medicine chest for 3 years. And then one day I woke up and I thought, you know, I'd like to try that product. I started using the product. I lost 40 pounds. I colored my hair, which was white, blonde, and very quickly started having sex. Not with a lot of men, but with a couple of select men who I really liked and really enjoyed, until I found somebody who I wanted to have as a lover. And I just love what this cream has done for me. I feel more feminine, more beautiful, more sexually alive at 66 than I did in my 20s. So I know, listen, this is the voice of experience talking. I know what this product can do. You don't have to tell me.
I have so many thoughts going on in my head. I'm just like, we're going to have a lot of time.
Let me make this clear. It is not about...
You weren't interested in saying, I'm like, what? Wait a minute.
No, I wasn't.
I guess that's a woman thing, huh?
I wasn't. I was just fine. I was in my menopause, and it just didn't have the energy for it. And then it started to, you know, with this cream, it came back. And so my focus, of course, was on menopausal women. And then my business partner, Vinette Thorner, said, you know, I'm using this product, and it's great. It's helping my marriage. And she's 40 years old. So we started looking at it for young women. It helps women regulate their periods. It helps older women deal with hot flashes. It's a beautiful product. I'm writing a book on it. The product is called Pure Fulfillment, and the book is called Pure Fulfillment, Understanding the Spirit of Pleasure, the Soul of Sex. And, this is what it's about, all those chakras working together, all of them. And we want that.
Betty in the chat room says she's going to order herself a case of your product. That's bad, Betty. Really? Now I know why you snap at me. I'll pay for it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful product.
Go ahead.
A bottle lasts for 2 months. It's a prescribed dose, so what comes out of the bottle is all you need because it's homeopathic. And we're working, here's the exciting thing, we're working on a male product. We're doing tests now for men with erectile dysfunction, and it's a sexual enhancement product, all natural, homeopathic. We're in the third trials now. We'll probably do 3 or 4 more trials. We hope to get it out within the year. It's a fabulous product because it really, these products let you be the king and queen of your life and feel good about yourself, whether you are a single person and you masturbate, whether you don't have a partner, whether you have multiple partners. This is a wonderful product for people who want to feel good in their bodies. And sexuality, whether it's acted out through sex or it's transmuted into some creative endeavor, it's sexual energy that keeps us going in life, and this product really helps move that forward.
Yeah, sexual energy is our creative energy, and feeling good is part of our nature. But you know, we are supposed to feel good. It's not, you know, it was supposed. It's our birthright. So I definitely get it. So ladies and gents, later on, if you want to get sexy back, you know what to do. LifeEnergyMedicine.com. Before you go on, Bika, I want to ask you this, because we talked about teenagers, or you talked about teenagers, and I find that most of the time when we're telling young people to abstain from sex, we always tell them the negative aspect. You can catch STD, watch out for STDs, infections, and all this. But we don't always talk about sex from an empowered perspective. Real quickly, how would you advise teenagers about sex based on what you
I'd
know?
I'd advise them to have fun. I'd advise them to have fun. First of all, be safe. No matter what, use condoms, be safe. That's just good common sense. And I do believe in sexual exploration. I think that you got to find out who's good for you. It's not about sex. It's your choice about who you have sex with that's so important. Kids are not really clued in on making good judgment calls. You know, good judgment calls come with having made a few mistakes in life. I would counsel any daughter or son of mine, have fun, be loving, be respectful, learn how to say no, learn what your boundaries are, be careful, and don't do anything you don't want to do. But if you're curious and you feel you can do something with love, I'm not here to judge that. I'm not here to instill guilt or shame in anybody. We've had far too much of that. That's old. That's rigid. It has defined too many of us and limited us. You know, let's move through that. Kids are naturally inquisitive. But young children are naturally inquisitive. And to be shamed about the body or the desires of the body, no, that's not a good thing. But not to be afraid of sexuality. Sexuality is natural. But be careful, be safe, and learn to say no. Learn what your boundaries are and learn who you like. Who do you want to have sex with? You know, that's, I think that's more important than sex. Who do you want to play with? Who do you want to be in your life? What kind of person do you want? Are they respectful? Do they honor you? These are huge things. They're far more important than sex.
Right. Exactly. And it makes a sexual encounter even more pleasurable when you put, not research, but you're coming from a place of awareness, of self-understanding, unconditional love, and you're honoring yourself. So sex can be like cherry on the cake. It's like, okay, well, yeah. I mean, it makes it more.
It is.
And that's what we don't do. We don't.
It's the cherry on top of the frosting. I'm going to be doing a webinar Monday night at 6 p.m. Mountain Time on cultivating natural sexuality, and you can get to it through my website. It's going to be a webinar on sex. I'm going to be doing it monthly. I'm writing articles. I'm writing this book. It's just time we got happy about sex, because without happy sex, we start to believe in the negativity, the lack, the hardship. We need sex to stay happy. It's about happiness now.
Yeah, and from what you're saying, what I hear is, you know, if we're not happy about sex, then what happens if we're all miserable about it? We create more of that, and we wonder why we have miserable, grumpy people in the world, running the country, running the banks. Because
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Let me tell you this, that there are many times I've spoken out publicly about this product, and women are not interested. They'd rather stay angry. They'd rather stay bitter. And I'm thinking, what's that about? I want to be happy. I want great sex. You know, I want to enjoy myself. There's enough misery and suffering in this world. Without going there, I want to have fun, and I want to be happy, and I want to see people really enjoy their lives, no matter what's going on, no matter what the economy is or who's president or, you know, what's happening out there. We want to be able to cultivate the fifth dimension of bliss. That's what it's about. Sexuality will take us there.
That makes sense, the new meditation.
Yeah, it is the new meditation. It is the new meditation, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Ambika, thank you. Thank you for your wisdom, your insight. I've just been right in here, and I'm always thinking about it. I'm very inquisitive, so we can go on all day. But thank you. Thank you so much. Truly, truly appreciate you for all you do. And
thank you.
Listeners, you better sign up for the webinar, and that should be a great experience.
It's a free webinar, and it's a free webinar. You can go onto the site, lifeenergymedicine.com, and it'll direct you there. And participate in this discussion about sexuality, because it really is a dialogue. How to get rid of our fears, how to move past inhibition, how to move past limitation, how to make wholesome choices, and have fun. Have fun. Time to take the lid off. Because it's life-sustaining. Sex is a great medicine.
Ooh, I can go so many places with that, but I won't. Anyway, Ambika, thank you so much.
God bless you. Good luck to you and your work. It's a wonderful mission you've got.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. What a show, what a show, what a show. I am so, so grateful for my life. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share, to learn, to inspire, to be a catalyst. Grateful for you listeners listening, those of you listening to the archive right now, because when you listen to it, it will be right now. So thank you for the questions, your energy, the listening. You know, we're all in it together. We're all part of this puzzle called life. And we all must step in and show up as the piece that we are. And when we all show up fully, then the puzzle of life looks colorful. We went through the chakra systems, and Ambika was telling us and sharing with us the shapes, the colors. We're here to live life to the fullest. We're here to grow and express ourselves. And wherever you're blocked, wherever you're challenged, that's the answer to your prayer. Wherever you have pain in your body, that's an answer to your prayer. Yes, when you have pain in your body, it's an answer. Your body's saying, oh, we need to pay attention. There's an energy block right here. Let's release it. Let's let it go. There's so many products out there on Beaker's website. If you're miserable and you're blaming your wife or your husband and you think it's because of the money or it works too hard, maybe the real issue is you ain't getting none. So if that's the issue, now you got the products. Go to lifeenergymedicine.com and check it out. Read, make your own judgment, follow your IGS, your internal guidance system. If it's not that product, there's something there for you. But the, really, with so all that we know right now, the books we've read, the teachers that we've heard of, what we know innately, we have all that we need to feel fulfilled, to live a life that represents the truth of who we are. We are meant to be happy. We are meant to be joyful. We are meant to be prosperous. We are meant to be free. And if you're not feeling that, do your work so you can get to that place. We need one another. Why? Because we're part of the one. So when one is out of balance, everyone is out of balance. So we got to all do our work, and that's how we change the world. That's how we change our reality. We don't have to worry about a date on a calendar. We become the change that we want to see because we are staying grounded, we're doing our work, and we're supporting the next generation rather than, where are we going to leave our children in debt and our great, great, great? No, get yourself together today and your great, great grandchildren will be telling you, thank you, ancestors. You left this planet better than we could have imagined. But you know what? It's even bigger than that. All of us are here now as a soul agreement. So even if we do leave them with a debt, it's part of the process. It's an agreement. There is no lack. There is no lack. Check out Ambika's website, lifeenergymedicine.com. Those are my final words. Let me go use one of her products. Oh, wait, it's just for females. Well, you know, I have a feminine energy and a masculine energy. Maybe I could. No, I don't want to do that. I don't know what the side effects are. I think I'm good. I'll wait till she does to come up with a men's product. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back here tomorrow with some firecrackers. Jill LeBeau has been warning me. She said, get your rest, get your rest. Life is good, it's getting better. Jill LeBeau and Rebecca Grado, they're going to be joining us. And if you go to their website, let's see, fengshuiyourmind.com, I think it is, as I look through this. Betty, what are you doing? I'm just feeling Betty distant. I need to get Betty a product, you know. So anything I tell Betty to do or check for me, she's like, sure, Ade, anything else you want? Sometimes she goes, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do that. You need a Beacon's product. A Beacon, please. Send Betty. Let me bring Betty back on here. I know she's going to chew me out. I want to be fair. Betty, where are you? Where are you? I'm bringing you live so you can add your 2 cents. Because I know you want to say something. Now your mic is unmuted. Do you want to say something while I look for this thing? Betty, are you there?
Yeah.
Betty, your birthday is coming up. What would you want for your birthday?
I think she needs to send you the product. She might discover that it works on men after all.
And I like to experiment. Take that whichever way you want. It's on you. I'm just saying.
By the way, so,
so many things are coming up. We need to stop. We need to stop. But anyway, just in case, for listeners, Betty's birthday is coming up real soon. It's in January. And so if you're thinking of what to get her, she says she wants the product. So maybe you can just, maybe you can work something out and send her a product. Oh, my God. Okay. So, Betty, anything else you want to add before we release the show? I'm getting too happy about this. I don't know what's going on.
No, I am fine. And you're crazy.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. You always have something to say.
Okay, no, actually, Ambika did gift me with a bottle of her product.
Have you been using it? No, really? Have you used it yet?
No.
No.
I am now.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Betty's going to try the product out, and you can compare the before and after. So, are you going to start today? I know she's turning purple. So are you going to start? When are you going to start? We want to know.
Oh, my goodness. That's
See? She can't take it. Nah, 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 boo. All right, well, you don't have to tell us when you start. We will know the difference. We will see the difference. I look forward to this.
Oh, my God, I'd be able to get anything out of Betty. Okay, Betty, please stop using that product. We're out of here. Oh, the website I was going to give you for Jill LeBeau is fengshuiyourmind.com. Fengshuiyourmind.com. You can download the first chapter of their book for free, and you can also go to RebeccaGranlow.com for a free download of one of Rebecca's amazing meditation on raising your vibrations. And they're going to be here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, and they're going to start their show in, I don't know, is it, I can't remember now, is it February? March. Okay, so much going on. Called Everyday Enlightenment. Betty, thank you very much. Listeners, thank you. If you missed it, check out the website. You missed a great show. If you're just joining us, you need to go back and listen, that too. Life is good, it's getting better. Get your freak on. Get Vika's product. I love you. I bless you. I said it. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. It's about having fun. If you're not having fun, something wrong. And get your chakras in alignment. Let's see. What are we going to go out with? I thank you all. Let's see here. I don't know what song I want to play. I'm feeling swallow your fears. I don't know. Forgiveness. Let's do forgiveness, because that's the real thing we challenge, which we struggle with, to let things go and judgment. And Vika was talking about, you know, not judging our sexual experience. There's so much judgment around sex and sexuality. People freak out because another man wants to be with another man, another woman's spirit. What did God to do with you? Well, the Bible said, and God is against it. So if God is against it, shut the hell up. Let God deal with it. Okay, let me find this song before I go for the tangent. Don't take much. You get preachers tripping. But anyway, it's about love. If you let go of the judgment, you might be free to experiment. And some of them are experimenting, but they pretend they're not. Oh, my God, let me find this song quick, because I'm doing another show right now. But, you know, it's Life Conversations Radio. It's about a conversation. It's about forgiveness. It's about love. It's about harmony. And it's about balance. We are here to live life to the fullest. And your life is so much more than your sexual activity. It is about the truth of who you are. It is about the love, the spirit that you are, the essence of you that was never born, that will never die. And we are all here to make a difference. Some of us have forgotten, but those of us who are awake, we can remind those who are forgotten. We can remind those who are sleeping. We are in this together. Be love. Be true to yourself. But more importantly, be love. Let the love come back to you. This is State of Man. I have forgiven. Stateofman.com is their website. Check it out, stateofmanmusic.com. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move,